Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring him in, though, and we'll talk some Brewers baseball. Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us from our Radio.com Sports Insider, MLB Insider, and the Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Tony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing good. It just keeps being one stacked-up piece of bad news after the other. You do get Vogelbach back, and it looks like he's going to be playing, but to lose Devin Williams, man, one of your stalwarts out in the bullpen, that's just a blow for the Milwaukee Brewers. And you've already lost Corbin Burns, and man, what a tough season they're having.
Yeah, the injury bug is rearing its ugly head today as rosters are being set, particularly for the Brewers. I mean, Devin Williams has been such a huge part of that bullpen, and especially the way the Brewers have used their bullpen in the past playoffs. He would have been really a big piece to have, and not having him is a huge blow. We're experiencing something very similar here in San Diego, where Denelson Lamet and Mike Clevenger both left off the roster dealing with arm issues as well. So in this 2020 season, I guess it was to be expected. You start up this early, you start up this quick, and, you know, you're going to have some arm injuries, and we saw a lot of that this year.
So tell me, look, we saw the Houston Astros with a poor record. They got a win yesterday. They knock off 4-1. They get the win. So all hope is not lost. They beat the Twins, and that's a damn good Twins team. So there are opportunities in a shortened season, in a shortened series like this. Give me your thoughts on the Brewers as they enter the postseason.
Well, listen, they have their hands full, and there's no doubt about it. The Dodgers are the premier team in the National League. And in order to beat them, you're going to have to combat what they put up offensively. And what makes them tough is there are so many different guys that they can depend on offensively that can come through and have been in these moments. So really in the playoffs, although runs are hard to come by, with this particular offense, talking about the Dodgers, they're a little bit different monster. You're going to have to score some runs, most likely, in order to have a chance to beat them.
What is when you look at the two managers? I don't think there's really an edge. Do you?
No. I know both of these guys very well. The two of the smarter gentlemen you are going to come across in baseball, and more importantly, they manage to the styles that they have on their roster. They can adjust based on what the roster is, and I think they both do a terrific job with the rosters that they have. I agree. There is no advantage one way or the other. It's really going to boil down to the play on the field, and if the Brewers can keep that Dodger offense at bay, they'll have a chance, just like we saw the Astros do yesterday with the Twins.
With this loss of Devin Williams, and it obviously takes away some of the depth of their bullpen, but do the Brewers, the way Craig Counsell has managed over the last couple of years and the way he's been able to kind of throw the openers and out-getters and all that kind of stuff at teams, does this short series favor him more so, maybe?
You can look at it two ways, because when you don't have the bullpen at full strength, maybe it's not as easy to go about it that way. And maybe you need your two starters who've pitched well this year, Woodward being one of them, to go deeper in the game to buy you some time so that maybe you can pitch, have that same type of strategy where you're getting you're going to out-getters, as you called it. I would think in a short series it would normally favor the Brewers, but if their bullpen is not at full strength, I don't know that you can play it the same way you've played it in the past years.
The offense has been stark, I guess would be the best way to put it. You've been really depending on some of the unsung heroes, so to speak. And you haven't had Christian Yelich, and obviously Keshan Hira gave you some numbers, but it hasn't been the same. And offense overall has been down. So my question is, does the pressure then come off? Is it just because you're the underdog? It's just like, you know what, go let it all hang out and just see where the chips fall, that we could maybe look for some type of – I mean, I guess we're looking for something to grasp onto offensively, because this team has been so offensively inept pretty much all season long. Do you look at it as, hey, just go let it hang out. It's the postseason. You haven't done anything really all season long. Go out and make some hay, that type of thing?
Yeah, Bill, I think that's the way you have to go. I think the other thing you can hang on to is usually we get to this point in the year and you know what you're getting from guys because you've seen them for 6 months put together seasons. They had their ebbs and flows. I think the one thing that teams that have struggled offensively can hold on to is the fact that you're basing it off of 60 games. And I don't know that the offensive statistics are cemented like they are normally this time of year because of that. So basically what I'm saying is anybody can get hot in these next, you know, in this next month of season if your team is allowed to play that long. So I'm not a big fan in putting a lot of credence into numbers, especially in this season when you've only played 60 games. That's 2 months of season. That's normally April and May. So, and we normally wouldn't put stock into guys' numbers, but being that the year is the way it is, we've kind of had to. But I think that is something that you can hold on to, the fact that anybody can get hot in this next month. And it changed the whole complexion of how this playoffs looks.
They throw so many different weapons at you, the Dodgers do, offensively speaking. They have not hit lefties well this season, or at least not as well as they've hit righties this year. When you've seen this team numerous times, has it been just – because it's hard to look at this team and go, you know what, the lefties are their Achilles heel, because they're a team that's just dominated. Their run differential is just amazing. Is that the only thing, really, the only chink in the armor that you believe can slow them down?
It is the only chink, but it's a big chink. I mean, Bellinger, Muncy, Peterson all struggled offensively this year. Those are your lefties that made them really tough in past years because they hit both lefties and righties. This year, they've really struggled. Muncy struggled with spin. Bellinger struggled with being crowded. And I don't know. I had a conversation with Dave Roberts before the season ended, and he was very blunt that if the Dodgers didn't want a repeat of the same postseasons they've had, those three guys would have to get going. Tonight is the night where we find out if they start to get going, because in all honesty, if those three guys aren't producing the way we've seen them produce in the past few years, it's going to be a tough go for the Dodgers, no matter how deep they are.
Just looking at the updated roster, yeah, indeed, Williams is off the roster for the Milwaukee Brewers. Another huge blow to this team. And even like a guy like Adrian Houser has not had a great season. I think your depth when it comes to starters for the Milwaukee Brewers is probably 2-3 deep of reliability, I guess is the best way to put it. But again, we talked about this in a short series. Anything can happen. Orlando Arcia, tell me a little bit about him too, because this is a guy that has traditionally struggled at the plate, but just a couple of years ago in the postseason, he was their best weapon.
Yeah.
So is there something different about the postseason that guys can just turn it on?
I don't know if there's something different that guys can just turn it on like a switch, but there is something to the fact that you are in the postseason. You know all the eyes are on you on a national stage, and most athletes want to perform on that stage. So that's why I don't put it past anybody to get hot in the playoffs and have the ability to be the best weapon on their team. I remember Orlando Arcia getting into that groove and being one of their weapons for the Brewers a few years ago. So it's not out of the question by any means, especially when, again, you consider the fact that we're basing this off of 60 games. Usually guys have a lot longer to kind of iron their swings out. But again, this stage does bring out the best in a lot of people. And I think with no fans, especially on the road, I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal as it normally is.
Tell me a little bit about San Diego. Obviously, a team you're very close to and very much pay attention to. Tell me about the San Diego Padres and their chances.
Well, listen, I think with the blow that Denelson Lament and Mike Clevenger aren't going to be ready to go for this this series, the onus, again, really now falls on the offense. The offense has been one of the best all season long. They put up over 5 runs a game all season long, and they're going to need to continue that. They can't afford to have a drop-off when you don't have your best 2 starters on the roster for the wild card series. You're going to have to hit like you have all season, and I fully expect them to do that. I think this team is really believes that they got a shot to get to the end here, and that's been driving them all year, and they've put together a terrific season. We'll see really how it plays out once we get the ball rolling here, but the onus is going to fall on the offense. They're going to have to put up runs in order to have a chance to win this thing.
Great stuff as always, Tony. Always appreciate talking to you, my friend, and hopefully we get a chance to talk a little bit further down the road in the postseason, okay?
Absolutely. You take care, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tony Gwynn, Jr. Tony Gwynn, Jr., joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. For 85-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.